We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But I saw my man Spears while I was playing poker and taking people's money.
Pay that man his money.
So let's bring in Mark Spears, who does a great job with the Undefeated, our weekly spot with him. You were at the Kings game last night. What did you think of Sacramento?
Well, first of all, man, Junkyard Dog was my guy.
I forgot about
that
him, Mark.
Grab them cakes, man. JYD.
And Super Jimmy Superfly Snooker.
His life was kind of tragic.
Him?
Oh, yeah, he was a tragic story. Got the coconut over the head by Roddy Piper. Who could forget it?
Yeah. Roddy Piper was interesting.
And Ronda Rousey's going to be going by the name Rowdy Ronda Rousey because she idolized Roddy Piper. True story.
Yeah, I can't wait.
What'd you make of the Kings last night?
You know, I had a story today in Undefeated kind of just talking about the class that they showed. You know, that building hasn't been around long. But to me, that was the best night that I've seen there so far as the game. I know the Kings lost, but you know, I respect the class they showed by playing a video. It's tough for a lot of teams to do it. The Thunder made the mistake of not doing it for Kevin Durant last year. I think the Cavaliers made the mistake by not doing it for Kyrie. I remember a silly thing that the Nuggets did when Melo came back, which seemed really, really petty, when Melo came back to Denver for the first time. And you're talking about a guy that's there, like, I believe he's second or third all-time leading scorer. But they're so bitter about his departure that his so-called tribute video also included former Nuggets Camby, Kenyon Martin, and J.R. Smith. Welcome back, you guys. You know what I mean? Instead of centering on him, who was a guy that led him to the playoffs for the first time in years, made several all-star appearances there, scored a lot of points, put the Denver Nuggets back on the map, you know, so... These things are only 60 seconds in length, but if you don't do them, they could cause a team years of problems. Because at some point, a lot of these stars become Hall of Famers. And when they look back, like I think it's going to take some time for Kevin Durant and the Thunder to be on the same page. Or, you know, Kyrie with what happened, or Melo for that matter. And then Melo got snubbed with the Nuggets 50-year anniversary. So... You know, kudos to the Kings for doing it. I know there probably were some people in the organization that weren't excited about it, but in the long run, it was the best move.
Marcus, I called Sac my home for some time, and I remember DeMarcus Cousins paying for a funeral of a high school athlete who had got murdered. And DeMarcus paid for the funeral. And my point being, not only was he good on the court, he meant a lot and still does to that community. Do you think that had a lot to do with them giving him the tribute, which I think he deserved?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with that, and also had a lot to do with the fans giving him a standing ovation. I mean, you mentioned that story. I always remember also one where there was a guy who... I guess he got in a car accident in the family's van, which is the only mode of transportation. Van got destroyed, so he got around on a motorcycle, got in a motorcycle crash, and was killed. DeMarcus bought the family a van, so the family could the widow could take her kids around. I mean, that's kind of stuff that he does. I've been to his Santa Cuz event in Sacramento, and he's going to do it in New Orleans and probably in Mobile, Alabama. Sorry, I got a little cough. But he'll get like 200 kids, give them all $200 gift certificates to go to Target or something like that. And then when they're done, he will go one by one with each kid, ask them what they got. Why did you buy this? You know, take a picture with them. And it takes a while, but he's into it. And, you know, I've been to events, and you guys probably been to events where you see an athlete or a celebrity, they do their appearance. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, let me slap some turkey on your plate, and they walk out the door, you know. But with him, it's not like that. He is totally invested and cares about the community. So as much as he did there as a basketball player, his impression on them off the court might even have been even stronger.
Mark Spears joining us, senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, Page and Guru on 95.7 The Game, talking about the NBA. And we were talking about it before we got you in here, about this idea that whether it's the earlier start to the season, less preseason, whatever it may be, it just feels like it's, and maybe it's like this every year and I just miss it, Mark, and maybe you see it more than I do, the idea that it almost just feels a little sloppy early on, that it doesn't feel like we've settled into any sort of groove at all with a lot of these teams.
Well, you also have a shorter preseason now. Remember, teams will play like 8 games in the preseason. Now they're playing like 4, and they also started the season earlier, which I think has also affected the conditioning that teams have had. So, you know, when the Warriors started out, Steve Kerr said, man, this team needs to get in better shape. LeBron James, when he started out this season after his first game, I believe he went on a bike for 45 minutes. So I think the product's going to get better. Like, even the game, you know, Guru can attest to this, game we saw last night was really sloppy for the first half, man. It was, I mean, there was a lot. You probably could have did all Shaq and a Fool in that one game with some of the plays that we saw. I mean, it was very circus-like, you know. But I agree with you. It's going to get better. These guys are going to round into better shape. And that's probably the negative of starting the season earlier, is not only are guys rounding themselves into shape, but we've probably had more injuries earlier than we've had in a long time because of it.
Mark, now, my last thing about the Kings, I was in the building and a lot of the fan base was screaming for the young rookie phenom Fox, but yet George Hill is in his way. And I understand you got to earn your minutes, but at the end of the day, if you're that high of a draft choice, I almost want to tell Coach Yeager, why not just give the fans what they want? And then also, I think it would help Fox starting as opposed to, I don't want to say fronting, but just, you know, avoiding the inevitable, because Fox can play.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of with him earning his stripes, though. You know, he just got there, take some pressure off of him. It's not like he's not getting big minutes anyway. Oftentimes, I think we make too big a deal of who gets their name said at the beginning of the game. It's, you know, he's on the floor when they finish, which is most important. Should he be starting over Buddy Hield or George Hill? You know, that's another thing that you could say. He definitely has to strengthen his jump shot. I think another thing that De'Aaron has to do is he has to get more players involved. He's a great scorer. He's a great defender. He's Speedy Gonzalez, quick, but he's not getting a lot of an assist. So perhaps that's part of the reason why, you know, George Hill is in, because he does, right now, it appears he's doing a better job of getting everybody involved. But, hey, you know, when De'Aaron is in, I mean, he is super fun to watch. There's going to be a lot of starting days ahead of him. But I think Yeager's mentality is like, let me get the kid to be more of a point guard than a shooting guard. And perhaps that's the reason why, and George Hill's a veteran too, why he's not starting.
I got to let you go, but can't forget to mention Clippers and Spurs, 4-0. Pretty impressive starts for those teams. And talk about the Spurs. They don't even have Tony Parker back yet.
Well, I mean, and an intriguing thing about the Clippers is they're doing this without Chris Paul. When you watch the Clippers play now, they move the ball a lot more. It makes you wonder, are they better without Chris? Blake Griffin has been MVP caliber. You know, DeAndre Jordan is grabbing every rebound. The Clippers are really, really fun to watch right now. And Danilo Gallinari was a huge pickup for him.
Yeah.
Kind of like a point forward. So they don't really even have a point guard. They have a motion offense. So that, yeah, tonight's game is going to be very intriguing, as is the Wizards-Warriors game.
Great stuff from my man. Always love talking to you, Mark Spears.
Thanks.
Be well, my friend.
All right, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Love Mark Spears. Guy's just smooth as butter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.